Real quick, just a little bit of what I told the team. I thought, obviously, it was an important game. I thought our defense was magnificent. And I say that with the injuries we've had. You know, there's six or seven starters out of that defensive group, and I thought they played real well. I thought it was the difference in the game, really. You know, they handled the short fields when there was one real well. And put us in good field position, came up with some key stops, you know, down there on the one-yard line. Offensively, we did enough. And same way in the kicking game. So I thought in the kicking game we played well. I thought Tommy Lee played well just in some of the coverage opportunities, punt-wise, of protecting field position. And it was a good team win. So any questions? Excuse me. It's kind of further down the road right now. We're looking at, you know, how to win this division, and sounded like we were close to, but we're going to have to kind of enjoy this next 24, 48 hours, the holidays here, and then get refocused like we do and get ready to play another football game. So that was a good win, though. Obviously, we think Atlanta's a real good football team, and we knew going in would be a battle. No, listen, that was a little bit like that Super Bowl play where it just kind of rolled around on a body, and that happens once in a while. You know, fortunately, it didn't hit the ground, so I thought they made a good call.
Can you talk about the difference the crowd made? It seemed like they had some issues, especially in the first half, just getting third down calls.
Yeah, I think the crowd noise is significant. It's fantastic. You know, I always get a little angry when we start talking to the crowd, you know, via the score. Don't talk to 72,000 people or they're listening. You with me? And so I thought we did a good job of, you know, for a 12 noon start time, I thought the crowd made a significant difference, and that was good. Yeah, I think, look, they battled through some injuries. So you've seen Ryan Ramczyk, you know, start the season over on the left side, then move back over to the right side, and Zach got hurt, and Teron got healthy, and Andrus played some left tackle. You know, we've had guys move around a lot of spots, and, you know, ultimately, I the acquisition of Ramczyk with that second first-round pick was huge. I mean, it was significant, and, you know, we were able to start our frontline group today, and then we had to make a change with Teron. So when you're in a little bit of flex like that, you know, it's good to see that you can still have your balance and not have to change things. And you know, those guys, it's a credit to those guys. I know the running backs, if you ask them, would feel the same way, you know, with regards to their honors. Well, anytime you're playing in a hard-fought divisional game, you know, you want to make sure that your emotions are in check. You know, let's keep to our routine and let's not worry about things we can't control now. Let's practice it during the week. You know, we made a special point in some situations of really working on certain fouls. We did a little study on where we are and, you know, where the fouls are coming from. And but outside of that, I thought we played with real good emotion. Like I said at the onset, defensively, I thought we tackled well, and I thought we had good pressure. We had some big plays offensively. We weren't consistent enough in the second half, it felt like. But look, we get a chance to get back here. You know, kind of regroup and get ready to play another game.
John, how significant was, you mentioned the Bradmore turnover, did you get a touchdown in the last 2 minutes of the second?
I thought that was a big swing. That was a huge swing. You know, for them to be in a position to get points before the half, and then for us to all of a sudden be in a 2 minute drill and then you know, hit the big play. We had seen something the last time we played them on film. You know, wanted to get the look, and it was perfect. I mean, it was like every once in a while, there's something that you put together plan-wise. The staff did a great job. We got the look we wanted, and Drew and Ted executed. I haven't gotten that far yet, really. I'm just, you know, proud of our guys. You know, to be able to play the way they did with a handful of guys injured. That was the one thing. You know, just there are a lot of things as a coach you concern yourself with. Some you can control, some you can't. And you know, we've had a number of guys banged up, and the next guy up's done well. You know, whether it's been the two linebackers, the safety, the corner, defensive end, defensive tackle, tight end. Offensive lineman, fullback. I mean, all these guys are starters, and yet this group's it's battled, and that's a testament to their work ethic.
I know Cam was a Pro Bowl selection, but do you feel like he gets enough credit for the turnaround
defense? Yeah, listen, the turnaround or the improvement generally is found amongst all, you know, and some young players that came on board that were important, some free agents, you know, that we were able to sign. Obviously, players that are in the building, and you know, I think that look, you're elected to the Pro Bowl. I think he gets plenty of credit, and I feel like you know, his peers especially understand and respect the type of player he is, because you see it day in and day out. You know, he's got real good stamina. That's one of his strengths. You know, he can play a lot of snaps. Yeah, and look, there's an edge to it. Last night, you know, our team meeting, Zach Streif spoke. He was outstanding. And he just talked about opportunity. And, you know, many people, a lot of people play years in this league. And, you know, you don't always get those opportunities. And, you know, you want to take advantage of them. But you know, aside from the early part of the week, you know, we'll be into, you know, our Wednesday schedule. Thursday, Friday, travel Saturday, and get ready to play on Sunday.
How important has it been to have like Zach still be around and kind of part that loose?
I think it's important. You know, John's around, Kuhn, Oak's around, you know, a few of those veteran guys that I think are real good leaders. They're important to the team. Very important. Certainly seemed like he played well now. I thought we hit the blocks well defensively. I thought we played the game on their side of the line of scrimmage, and that was a big point of emphasis. Well, that's kind of what I was alluding to with the injuries. You know, with the amount of injuries we've had, of being able to move a guy like Howe, you know, to Sam in the base, just the flexibility of moving. Rafael Bush is playing more snaps, you know. Tight ends the same way. You know, we've been able to handle that. Well, he's got some juice, and the play that he was involved in was perfect. You know, he's got, I would say, real good football savvy. He's smart, and he kind of understand technique and defense, and understand how to lean or play away from, you know, where a squeeze would be or a safety would be. All right, Merry Christmas. Thank you.